What if kittens played the glockenspiel? Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from Leo.
Hi, my name is Leo, and my favorite thing is going to Las Vegas. And my question is, what if worms wore pajamas and played with toys? Bye.
Las Vegas? That's a new one. And I also don't think we've had any good worm characters before. Let's get one more question from a patron named Winnie.
Hi, my name is Winnie. I like playing with board games and card games. And my question is, what if board games could play themselves? Bye.
Thank you so much, Winnie. She has sent in a lot of questions. And this one really matches up well with Leo's question. So let's find out.
Not so fast, Mr. Eric.
Alabaster Zero.
The very same.
Don't you mean same?
No, I mean the very same. As in, Sam, who I'm shouting out.
Oh, well, good for you. And thank you, Sam.
That's really cool how you got the one shout out to give today.
Thank you so much. It has been a while, I'll admit.
Yeah, I only got 5 to give today, so like kind of a slow week for me.
Fred, what have I told you about gloating?
You said gloating is not nice, but then you forgot to tell me what gloating is. Anyway, I got so many shout outs to give to Connor and William.
That's kind of gloating what you're doing right now.
They've listened to my Fred interview 56,000 times.
Are you sure about that?
And then a shout out to Hunter. He's almost 8 years old.
Okay, Connor and William and Hunter, thank you.
And then a shout out to Ferwin. Okay, sorry. So that's F-E-R-R-A-N.
Ferwin. Okay. Thanks, Ferwin. And last but not least,
that will be a big old Bucky Wolf Wolf shout out for Owens.
All the Owens?
Well, one in particular, but if you're listening and your name's also Owen, then I guess that's a shout out you can say is kind of for you too.
Well, thank you, Owen, Farron, Hunter, Connor, William, and Sam.
Now let's find out what if board games could play themselves, and what if worms wore pajamas and played with toys. One thing you might not know about What If World is that different creatures have different ways of getting there. Now, you kids, of course, can just listen to this show. Pretty easy. Me, I usually need to get into my studio before I can really see what's going on there. And worms? Well, worms need a very particular patch of dirt. It happens to be very close to where you live. It's known as a wormhole, and it's no bigger than a fistful of dirt. There's always a few worms wiggling around in there. So if you find one, make sure to cover it gently back up with dirt and give those worms a chance to get home. Speaking of which, there were 2 worms in particular that were just taking their very first trip to What If World. Their names are Winnie Winnie Wormworm and Leo Rigolo. You also might not know that worms are hermaphroditic. They're boys and girls all rolled into one. But when Leo got to What If World, he sort of felt like he was a boy worm. Just the same as Winnie felt like she was a girl worm. It didn't matter what parts they had, that's just who they were.
Hey, Winnie,
asked Leo.
You wanna play some action figures with me?
Nothing would please me more than to play action figures with my new What If World friend,
said Winnie. And the two whiled away the afternoon, playing with Leo's toys. Before they knew it, it was starting to get dark. So Leo and Winnie squirmed into their pajamas.
I have a great idea,
said Winnie, who prided herself on her great ideas.
Once we're in our pajamas, we should play some more. I have a tea set at my patch of dirt, and I got that new board game, Sparkleopoly.
That sounds like so much fun, said Leo. Leo and Winnie hadn't noticed a crowd of worms. They were wearing pajamas of all different kinds, full-length flannels and nightgowns, fitted robes and silky matching sets. Honestly, if it weren't for their pajamas, you couldn't even tell these worms apart.
What's so funny?
Asked Winnie.
A girl worm asking a boy worm to play girl games like tea and Sparkleopoly.
But we already played dolls together.
Technically, those were action figures.
But they look the exact same.
Well, no, mine are different colors.
So a girl worm can play with action figures, but a boy worm can't play with tea sets?
Now you get it. Time for bed, worms.
And all the other worms wiggled into the dirt, leaving Leo and Winnie alone again.
That's a double standard. Besides, there doesn't need to be girl toys and boy toys at all,
said Winnie, who, priding herself on her bright ideas, tended to get very upset when things didn't make sense.
Well, all these worms are new to What If World, and it's hard to understand things. So they think of girls one way and boys another way, and moms one way and dads another way, and old ladies one way and old men another way. It helps them understand the big, wide world that can frankly be kind of scary for our tiny worm brains.
Well, just because they can't understand us does not mean they get to make fun of us.
You're right, Winnie. It's not fair. If I had it my way, I'd play games all the time. But forget about it, Winnie. Let's just go to our bed of soil.
And Leo disappeared beneath the dirt.
Not fair, not nice, and not acceptable,
complained Winnie, until she had
ding
her own bright idea. She took her Sparkleopoly game and her tea set down to her secret laboratory. All the smartest worms have them. And she set to work, inventing who knows what. Well, you probably know if you listen to the What If question.
Sparkleopoly!
Shouted the bright, glittery board game as it came to life.
Wonderful. Now you're a board game that can play itself. So maybe Leo and I can watch you play without anyone laughing at us.
What a sparklicious idea! I'm gonna start playing right now!
But the game was so bright and sparkly and mystifying that Winnie couldn't look away.
It's 3-3. My happy side has won 3 times, and my even happier side has won 3 times. Oh, wow, I've been here for hours. Maybe I should invent something a little more cooperative.
Suit yourself! I'm just gonna keep sparkle-lop-a-lop-a-ling.
Okay. I know. I'll invent a self-pouring intelligent tea set, and I'll call it Spitz for self-pouring intelligent tea set.
I'm done. You already invented me,
said the pink tea set, spraying warm tea out its spout every time it spoke.
Oh, excellent. Let's go find Leo.
Sparkabuckabobbly, are you coming?
I wouldn't miss this reunion for all the sparkly stars in the Shinyverse.
A simple yes or no would suffice.
Winnie scooped up Spitz and Sparkleopoly and made her way to Leo's patch of dirt, where all she found was a note.
Gone to Lost Vegas, where boys can play all day and night. What's that we proceed to Lost Vegas?
If that's where we'll find our friend.
And so Winnie, still wearing her worm pajamas, knotted herself around Spitz and Sparkleopoly and started burrowing all the way to Lost Vegas. Lost Vegas was many worm lengths from Winnie's little patch of dirt. And when she finally reached this brightly colored city, she was overwhelmed by all the sights and colors. Winnie, Sparkleopoly, and Spitz searched through buildings with giant glass shark tanks and oases with real palm trees and walking tours and eating tours and magic shows and secret gardens.
but they couldn't find Leo in any of the places kids could go.
Balloon rides! Get your hot air balloon rides all across What-If World!
Cried Abacus P. Grumbler.
Abacus, I thought you were a teacher.
Not on the weekends. On the weekends, I sell hot air balloon rides across What-If World. I also work for the government. You know, you'd think all of it put together, I'd be making more money.
So true, so true. Could you give us a ride?
Yes, we need to see all across Las Vegas, or else we might lose our friend forever.
Your friend wouldn't happen to be a worm, would he?
He is indeed a worm.
Yes, there aren't very many in Las Vegas. He wanted to get into some place called the Cardasino, and I told him it was no place for children, so he insisted I just make him an old worm instead.
Abacus, how could you?
And Winnie Winnie Worm Worm took off, dragging her friends along under the hot sun all the way to the Cardasino.
Excuse me, kids. Can't allow you in the Cardasino. Business rules, you know.
It was Mr. Business in a snazzy suit, looking down with distaste at this worm in her dirty pajamas.
Oh, well, I'm looking for an old worm in here. I think he's lost his way.
Yeah, it's called Las Vegas.
Oh,
this is terrible!
And Sparkleopoly sparkled, and she cried glitter all over the casino. The bright lights and jangly ringing coming from this little board game seemed to attract a lot of attention. People started looking away from their slots and their tables toward this bright and noisy game.
Wow. You know, we spend big bucks trying to make things that are this distracting.
And a crowd had formed around Sparkleopoly.
Now my happy side will play my even happier side, but also there's a third player.
You're finally gonna let me play?
No, the third player is my slightly less happy side.
I bet 20 ifers on our slightly less happy side.
I'll bet 50 on happy.
And people started holding out money, placing bets on who would win at Sparkleopoly.
All right.
Of course, Mr. Business stepped right in.
All right, taking all bets. 10 ifers to 1 says the even happier side is not gonna win this round.
You'd let my friend be unhappy just so your patrons can bet on her?
What can I say? People love betting on things they don't quite understand.
But that's horrible.
And you know what people love even more than that? Is having something they can sit down and root for.
And giant decks of cards flew out from all directions, building themselves into bleachers that all the grown-up gamblers could sit upon and watch Sparkleopoly play herself.
Well, I've got to go find my friend. Will you let me into your Cardasino now?
Leave that Shinopoly game.
Sparkleopoly.
Whatever. Keep my customers happy, and you can go wherever you please.
Okay.
And before Winnie left, she walked up to Sparkleopoly and whispered something in the middle of the board.
Hey, you're not going to make my customers unhappy, are you? Because when they're unhappy, I'm very unhappy.
Oh, your customers will be delighted. Now let me go find my friend.
And Mr. Business waved her on warily. She found Leo Rigolo playing at a mostly abandoned table. Mr. Mauser was dealing out cards to Leo, Marshall Mallow, and Dracomax.
What are you doing here? I finally found a game it's okay for boys to play as much as they want.
Excuse me? We cannot play as much as we want. We have to play in moderation.
Oh, no, Popeye Dabble. No, no, no.
That's right. We also have to be inclusive when we play.
Well, I don't care what you have to say. Leo and I are gonna play toys together.
And Winnie brought out her tea set and set Spitz up on the felt table.
Let's get some tea going.
And despite the fact that Spitz had some difficulty speaking, he poured a perfect tea ceremony for everyone at the table, handing out cream and sugar with perfect care, sliding saucers across the felt table as if by will alone.
Okay, so drink up already.
Well, look at this. I bet a lot of you never thought you'd be allowed to play tea. tea with a girl.
Oh, I have seen you play tea with Marsha Mallow.
And I play tea with my sister, Ms. Mauser, all the time.
I am not often invited to tea because I'm so big and I eat all the crumpets and also sometimes the house by accident.
See, when people get smart, they know that everybody can play games together.
And it isn't just boy games and girl games. It's everybody games.
Well, I guess those pajama worms just have a lot of growing up to do.
And Spitz topped off the tea for all five of them, and they enjoyed some very fancy, fun tea time together. Until...
Sparkleopoly was ringing and jingling and sparkling and flashing in the distance.
Mr. Business came running through the cheering crowd, his face red and his suit torn.
Winnie, if everybody wins, the casino loses.
Oh, I guess you were betting on something you didn't understand. Was that fun for you?
No, I'm supposed to always win no matter what. That's how the casino works.
Oh, but then Sparkleopoly, they're the way that everyone can win.
Oh, Nina Momo?
I knew that too.
To be fair, we did all learn that over tea just now.
Maybe you can join us for our next tea party.
Get out. Get out of my casino.
I will just fly through this house of cards then.
Actually, that's not necessary. Oh, no.
And as Dracomax burst through the oversized card walls, the casino gently collapsed in upon itself.
Okay, I guess that one's on me.
Leo picked up Sparkleopoly, and Winnie grabbed old Spitz, and they started squirming their way back home.
Anyone up for a game of 52 Colossal Card Pickup? I didn't think so.
The end.
Well, Winnie and Leo, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Charles Kim, my old boss at the Little Gym of Brooklyn Heights, still the best boss I've ever had. And all you kids at home who know there's no need to have boy games and girl games, boy toys and girl toys. The more we play with different kinds of people, the more we grow, and the more they do too. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is what if world.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is made possible by Hoffman Academy. Online piano lessons for kids. Learn more at hoffmanacademy.com.